What's up, guys? I'm excited to be on with you guys right now. Started off, we have a good plan going into the offseason regarding free agency, and now we're getting a chance to work that plan. Wanted to have a good focus on the line of scrimmage. I think you've known that for me, and in my opinion, the best player available at the position for us at center was Alex Mack, and pumped to have Alex on board. We've also added Matt Schaub to come in and compete as for the backup quarterback spot, and experience certainly in the scheme, and we'll add to that group. So with that, I'll open it up, kick it back over to Brian. We'll open it up with questions regarding today.
Atlanta Falcons.com.
Hey, Coach, what about Alex Mack intrigues you, and what makes you believe he's the right fit in Atlanta?
Number one, I think it's, the proven ability, when you put the tape on. Not only is he tough and durable, he's got the speed to climb to the next level to cut guys off. Not only in protection can he handle it one-on-one, but just directing the traffic, knowledge, the toughness that he brings. I love the way that he competes. So it was kind of a combination of those things that make him such a unique player and why I'm so pumped to have him on our team.
WSB Channel 2.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned he was one of the best players available. Do you also consider him one of the best players in the game at his position?
I certainly do, and the reason being, it's just like the consistency each week in his performance. Not only just in the run game, but in protection as well. I thought like he's completely dialed in on the technique, and so I went through the entire season, when you want to go through and make a big decision like this, and then when I found out, from the character and what he stands for and the way he likes to play, all those things wanted to add to it. Competition is the central theme of the program, and the way he plays, man, does he represent that.
AJC.
Coach, did you all consult Matt at all, and what evaluations did Chris Morgan have for you on Mac, too? It will be his new position coach.
We didn't consult Matt Ryan, but Chris Morgan certainly had a big a part in it in terms of the evaluation. He was really clear on terms of the specifics of how we play, the specific plays that he did that would transfer over. And so I think Chris, along with the personnel department, myself, we all had a hand in it and a collaborative approach to it. So, but we didn't check with Matt Ryan on it, but we did have a big, meeting, obviously, with Chris Morgan and his evaluation.
Associated Press.
To what extent does this tie your hands at all in terms of addressing other needs through free agency, including linebacker and wide receiver?
We still got a good plan that we're still working through with some of the other players to add to the team. So we don't feel like in any way, hamstrung or, limited in that fashion. Alex is certainly an important piece to what we're doing. But, certainly there's other work that when I hang up with you, I'm going to go right back to it and see what else, over the next few days, guys that we add to the club.
ESPN.com.
Dan, the team announced that Mohamed Sanu is coming in for a visit. Do you anticipate signing him on that visit?
Yeah, I think that's it's hard to say in terms of, do you hope to get him signed? Yeah, but it's realistic. That comes down to Mo and to, his decisions. What I can tell you, Vaughn, is that I'm pumped to have him come down. I think it's a terrific fit for lots of reasons. Getting the chance to play with guys like Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and the culture that we have in the locker room with the players. So that part I like, but we'll leave it up to Mo, after the visit.
92.9.
Dan, you've now brought back Alex Mack from Cleveland and Matt Schaub, who also played with Kyle Shanahan back in the day in Houston. How much of Kyle was part of this decision in bringing back some of the guys that he's used to coaching?
Certainly the familiarity with the scheme helps, but I think just, equally as important as playing and competing with guys like Julio and Matt and the cultures the players here are developing as big a factor as well. So we understand the familiarity in terms of the scheme. But, there's, a bunch of pieces that go into a player, when he comes to decide to go to a club. And honestly, we're all on board and pumped that Alex is a part of it.
Fox 5.
Coach, given what you witnessed from the center position, certainly in your first year, but really going back 2 or 3 years, how important is a guy like Alex, someone with his resume, for not only Matt Ryan, but for the young guys on this offensive line?
It's critical to me. And for those of you who know me, that importance of that communication piece, the center has such an important role into the calls that he makes, the communication that takes place, not just from identifying a protection, but in the scheme, when we're playing a zone scheme, the combination blocks that go into it. And so having a proven man like Alex right in the middle of it, where all the action takes place, I can't wait to see him compete. That's where it starts for me, right on the guy who has his hand on the ball every single play. And so that's why it was such an important factor to get a guy like Mac on board with us.
CBS 46. Channel 11.
Hey, Coach. You guys had James Laurinaitis in yesterday. I'm curious how that visit went and if you offered him.
We had a terrific visit, number one. And so I think he was going to, you know, in the process of taking, you know, potentially, you know, 2 or 3 trips before getting out to it. So we're not all the way down that road yet. But what I can tell you is that him coming here on the visit, man, I learned a lot about him, what he stands for about ball, the toughness, the attitude that he brings. I absolutely loved it. And currently it would be a fit for us and for our scheme, but we're not there yet. And I think he's also looking as well. But as far as a visit goes, I don't think it could have gone any better from his end and certainly from our end.
So to confirm, did you offer him or not?
We have not. He's still in the process of taking his trips.
Right. AtlantaFalcons.com, you got any follow-ups?
No.
WSB?
Yeah, Coach, do you have any other plans to bring in any other players at this time besides the one you've already announced?
We do. None that, you know, we're kind of going through this process. I think over the next couple of days, we'll certainly keep you guys in the loop of guys that come through. But, yeah, as far as the plan goes, there'll be some other factors that come in and certainly other players, you know, over the next days and weeks ahead. So we'll keep you up to speed on that, and that's where we're at.
AJC?
Yeah, Coach, did the decision not to go after any of the pass rushers in the free agency class, was that not done because of the, you know, what might be available to you all in this draft?
The draft lead is certainly a part of this plan that we're going through. So we've got a plan. We're sticking right to it. And, you know, line of scrimmage is certainly an area of emphasis for us. And, you know, it doesn't just, you know, stay just with one position or the pass rusher. So we've got this whole off season to work our way through, adding some guys to the group, and we intend to do that.
AP, any follow-ups?
Just one. You've extended a tender offer to Ryan Schroeder, and if that works out, how would that make you feel about the offensive line, and would more help be needed at guard, do you think?
We're thrilled, hopefully, to have Ryan back in the mix. I love the length, and now just after, you know, a year and a half of getting the start and underneath him, that experience goes a long way at line, and so he's gained that. And now we are still looking at offensive guard and how to develop players into that role, so that's part of the plan heading into this offseason for sure as well.
Vaughn McClure, you got any follow-up?
Dan, you talked about Laurinaitis, but just in general terms of the linebacker position,
yep.
I mean, you got maybe one guy, Paul Warlow, or, you know, who's going to probably sign this tender, but you really need a lot of linebackers. Can you talk about how you plan to address that? I know, you know, the draft, of course, is coming up and stuff like that. Can you find yourself a lot more help in free agency at linebacker?
Both spots, Vaughn, would be my answer to that, both in free agency and as we get through the draft. It's such an important spot for the speed, the tackling, you know, that we want to play and play in this system. So, yeah, we anticipate and intend to add to that group in both free agency, likely, and the draft.
92.9.
And what are your thoughts on Jarrell?
Vaughn, we got, only got time for this, buddy. He's trying to get back to his plan. 92.9.
No problem.
Thanks, Vaughn. 92.9.
Hey, Coach, how important was it for you guys to kind of send a message in free agency in the approach that you want to take to make this team better? And a lot of teams sit back and wait, but you seem very aggressive this time around.
I think, you know, along with Thomas, just honestly just right when the season ended, making sure we were going to have a real plan heading into this offseason, both free agency and the draft. And so much like, you know, when you're going to the draft, things change as they're going. But I couldn't have been more pleased with where we started off. There's still some, you know, areas that we're going to address, obviously, over the next couple weeks. But I couldn't have been more thrilled with the approach that we've taken together and the start that we're off to.
All right, guys. Appreciate you a lot.
Brian?
Yes.
Brian, can I quickly jump in with one quick one?
Sure, Chris. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Hey, thank you. Dan, I'm assuming the price tag on Mac is also more first downs, longer possessions, playing keep away. How much do you think something like this stability at center helps the defense?
It totally does. And having that balance on offense is a really important factor to that. So for us to be as good as we can be as a team, having that balance on offense and winning time of possession and owning the ball, it's a real factor. So for sure it was in my thinking as we went through, you know, the process of, you know, how we're going to find ways to get better. And for sure, you're right on the money in that thought.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Look forward to connecting again soon.